Lake took a long, slow, even breath and held it. She put her finger. Where? Crystal asked, leaning in. In my... And then he exhaled sharply. I can't say it, he said, turning his head away. Your ass? She guessed. Blake pursed his lips and nodded, red-faced by what he had just revealed. Crystal slapped the mattress with both hands. Damn! Underwater anal on the first date, she said, shaking her head. Talk about brazen. Did she ask your permission? No, he said, quietly, his eyes cast down. Tina doesn't ask. She just does. And quite honestly, he raised his timid gaze. That made it all the more thrilling. Crystal snickered, wagging her finger at him. I knew you were a little bit out there, you bad, bad boy, you. Sounds a bit uncomfortable, though. I mean, what did she use for lube? Blake cupped his hands around his mouth. Herself, he whispered. Crystal rolled her eyes. Stop being so cryptic, Blake. She put her finger inside of her before she put it inside of me. Told me she'd filled herself with silicone lube. Said everyone does it before they get in the pool to grease the wheels, as she put it. Crystal's mouth sagged. Jesus, Blake. I never would have thought of that. That's hot. And then she what? Demanded Crystal. Hesitation. She added another finger. Oh, my God, Crystal groaned, collapsing back onto her mattress. Of all the things I thought you might say, that wasn't one of them. And so, having made it beyond the barricade of his initial embarrassment, Blake entered the TMI zone, and with unrestrained enthusiasm, raising himself up on one elbow and picking up the pace. Her fingers are so delicate, and damn, the way she used them, swishing the water around me, teasing me, kneading me, noosing me, knuckling up behind my... Is it hot in here, or is it just me? Asked Crystal, looking around for the thermostat. And that whole stay-still thing. Not gonna lie, that teed it up for me. I was so primed for what I thought was coming. But she had more in store for me than just a little how's your father, Crystal. Oh, yes, she did. And I knew what it was the moment she told me her nickname. Blake paused for effect. Do I have to ask, or are you going to tell me? Said Crystal. The milking maid, he said with a wink. No way, said Crystal. She didn't. Oh, yes, way. Way, way. She did, Blake said, nodding with a wry smile. She went where no one, except a medical professional, of course, had gone before. And the finesse of those two fingers, just the right amount of pressure and in just the right spot. Fuck, I've never been so hard. Okay, I got the gist of it, said Crystal with a wave. No more details. But unfazed by her dismissal and unwilling to leave anything to her imagination, he chattered on. So at that point, I just accepted Tina had my whole life in her hands, and I relaxed and gave myself over to the experience. I don't know how many times she edged me. Hey, did you know that if a man masturbates 5 times a week with repeated edging, he'll never get prostate cancer? No, I haven't heard that. I think I read that in Men's Health magazine. Anywho, I don't know how long it went on, Crystal, but I do recall existing in that rarefied, right there state of being, just on the underside of full-blown orgasm, for what it seemed like an eternity. Blake, you're killing me. I need to... And then I came, Crystal. And I came. And I came. And I came. Blake flung himself on his back and shivered head to toe. It was Krakatoan in scope. A full body whip and crack. An eruption so powerful I... And unable to squelch the drip, drip, drip precipitated by Blake's raw narration, Crystal bolted to the bathroom and wiggled her way out of her wet panties. The last thing I remember, he shouted, was being wrestled out of the pool by a gang of four guys, their dicks swinging and slapping me around. It was truly surreal and quite humiliating. Someone dressed me and got me on the elevator. I don't know how I managed to find the room. You know, ejaculating in the pool is strictly verboten, Crystal said, as she emerged from the bathroom smoothing her dress. Well, I didn't, he said. I finished in her mouth. Actually, that's not accurate. I finished in her stomach. I was that far down her throat. And I don't care what the rules say, Crystal. That pool is so full of semen, it gives new meaning to the term breeding ground. Crystal joined him in a weak giggle, then looped the silver chain of her purse over her bare shoulder and turned towards the door. Crystal, wait, he said, reaching for her hand. Don't drink too much. You'll need all your wits about you prancing around in that dress. It's deadly, and you look so beautiful in it. Aw, shucks. Thanks, darling, she said, squeezing his fingertips. But never so beautiful as you were this afternoon, bathed in sun and sweat, writhing and quaking in that lounge chair. Watching you climax, it took my breath away. Ken is a very lucky man. He sighed and kissed the back of her hand. She burst, blasting through Blake's romantic reminisce. Ken doesn't watch me writhe and quake and climax. Ever. Most of the time, he isn't even in the same damn room. Now rest up. I'll be in the disco, searching for that perfect swopportunity.